All good things must come to an end. And so we certainly at the close of this convention, I think it's only appropriate that we thank our Heavenly Father for all of his arrangements of calling us, of thinking of us, and bringing us into this wonderful fellowship that we have with him. We thank our Lord Jesus, who, giving his life, made all this possible. Our connections that we have one with another, with our Heavenly Father, with our Lord, this is all by means of his sacrifice. By one Spirit, we come into this family of Christ. And what a family it is. I mean, it's just been absolutely amazing this weekend. And we're thankful to the local brethren. I want to call that out for I think a number of brethren. I've heard thoughts that the brethren here really wanted this convention this weekend, and we could feel that. And as Brother Bill in his opening remarks mentioned, things quickly came together. The arm of the Lord is not short, and when he wants something done, it'll get done. And it was done in such a nice way. I've heard so many thoughts of the cooperation of the brethren, the working together. We all know that. And I know for the local brethren, it has been such a joy. And I can say as one of the visiting brethren, brethren, you've done a great job. You've made us feel very comfortable. We're thankful for all the meals, for all the snacks, for all the arrangements that you made. You really put a lot of thought and work into that, so we do want to thank the brethren. So can we have a vote of thanks for all the local brethren? Two hands. Yeah, thank you, Brother Arbor. But truly, we do thank you. And I thank you, too, for the program, because we had a lot of time for fellowship this convention, and I think it was needed. And I know the brethren really took advantage of that in reconnecting, reigniting some of the fellowship that we had, and the extended fellowships of getting to know brethren we haven't seen before, heard of. For my part, Brother Comey enjoyed our fellowship at lunch today. It was quite nice. And there have been a lot of extended periods of fellowship amongst the brethren that really have united us. So thank the brethren for those periods of fellowship and the brethren taking advantage of that. And it didn't take a lot of prompting on behalf of anybody to. We all know each other very well. So we do thank the brethren for that. And as Brother Arbor mentioned, we thank the young people for coming to this convention. And it's not easy for young people. And being in an environment of God's word, I mean, how great is that? I mean, it will pay dividends down the road, but thank you for bringing us that reminder as well, that we don't want to be unmindful of the young people as well that are growing up. Fewer young people these days, but nonetheless, very precious. So thank you for that. We thank the brethren for the choice of the theme text that we have behind us here. And I've heard from a number of brethren this weekend in fellowship how important that's been. And so we just want to read it again. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. So now, what are the takeaways from this convention? We have been strengthened. We have been strengthened with the thoughts from all the brethren on the platform, and I'm not going to go through them. You've all, as mentioned, you've all taken notes, but just run through your mind some of the thoughts in these past 2 days of the word of God that has been brought to our attention by the servants of the brethren that have served us from the platform. They have been moved by the Lord in various ways to bring forward their messages to us. And so we want to take that away as strength from the Lord in all the many scriptures and thoughts that have been brought to our mind. And there have been many. I think a keynote has been removal of the fear impediment that we have. And we're riding the wave from Prince Albert, which was the scripture in 1 John 4:18. Many brethren here were at that convention, but the scripture which mentions that perfect love casts out fear, and whoever fears is not perfected in love. So we were primed with that, and then we have the second course in this convention of fear not, because God is with us. So that's an important part of our takeaway from this convention. And do we, with the eye of faith, feel our God, as the scripture says, upholding us with his righteous right hand? This is something we have to feel going forward, that the Lord has taken us by the hand with his righteous right hand. And often in the scriptures, this righteous right hand has referred to our Lord Jesus. Our Heavenly Father has carried out many things through his right hand, through Jesus. And so we have been reminded of that this weekend in various lessons that our Lord has given us as the Master Teacher, to remind us of his presence with us. Fear not, I am with you to the end of the age. So he is also upholding us and with us as we go forward. Let us never forget that. And I was kind of thinking of the thought of, you know, why this topic of fear not and be not dismayed? Well, I know that, you know, as was mentioned, this old order has to be figuratively burned up. The elements of corruption, and the brethren have mentioned that in various forms, have to go. And we're going to feel that. We're going to feel that going forward. There's fear and anxiety now, but I think, and I already know from some of the brethren that I fellowship with this weekend, there are forebodings of loss as we go forward. Loss of jobs, loss of security, loss of this stability, and it's going to cause our countries to reel back and forth. And it's going to affect us. It's going to affect us, brethren. Just wanted to read 2 Peter 3, verses 10 to 13, scriptures we already know. But the day of the Lord will come as a thief in the night, in which the heavens shall pass away with a great noise, and the elements shall melt with fervent heat. The earth also, and the works that are therein, shall be burned up. Seeing then that all these things shall be dissolved, what manner of persons ought we to be in? Who can finish that scripture? All holy conversation and godliness. That's the challenge. Things are being dissolved. Our challenge is to take away the energy from this weekend is to be in all holy conversation or behavior and godliness. And we received a lot of instruction, I would say, as one of the themes of God's character, of forgiveness, of mercy to others going forward in this unfortunate present evil world. The world needs love, needs mercy, and God is going to show that to them in due time. He showed compassion to us, but I think the message is that wherever we can, we want to extend that to others. It's going to be a dark place. As Jesus said, you know, all these things, you know, will be dissolved, and there's going to be fear and quaking for the things coming upon the earth. Jesus prophesied that. And so we know that. We're not taken by surprise. We're forewarned. So as the brethren have mentioned from this platform, we want to go forward as lights in the world, in a dark place, shining in a dark place. Nevertheless, we, according to his promise, look for new heavens and a new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. So that is our focus. We have been, as Apostle Paul says, transplanted or transferred into the kingdom of God's dear son. We don't belong to this old order. Our side is not represented anywhere. We can't take sides. We take God's side. And so as this conflict worsens, let us make sure we're observers on the sidelines, that we're not involved in the conflict, but ready to provide a word of comfort to anybody that is open to that, and there may be opportunities as we go forward, as things get blacker. There's also I was thinking of what we might call post-convention syndrome, whereas we've been inflated spiritually this weekend, and some of the air might be let out of the balloon a little bit as we go forward. And so we want to guard against that. We've reestablished connections with our brethren. We want to maintain those connections if possible. Text, phone, I mean, it's right there. So let's take advantage of that as we go forward. It doesn't take long. And we know that sometimes a word in season is going to really, it'll be needed by our brethren, because we don't know all the things we're going through. We've heard of a few, but many are suffering at this time. And another thing that I was thinking of and really kind of hit me is in our ecclesia studies, we've been going through the book of Luke. And in Luke 14, you have the parable Jesus gave of the man who gave a great banquet. And he invited many. And those that were invited initially said what? I cannot come. I cannot come for whatever reason. And please excuse me. And the scripture in Luke 14:18, it says, but they all alike began to make excuses. So scripture says in Luke 14:18, I bought a field, I have to go out and see it, be excused. I bought 5 yoke of oxen, I've married a wife, I cannot come. And so the servant came and reported these things to the master, and what was the master's response? He was angry. He was angry that here's this wonderful invitation to his banquet and it's getting turned down. So then he says, go into the streets and the lanes. And then afterwards, go into the highways, into the hedges. He says, every seat at my table is going to be filled. But as we kind of studied, Brother Russell has brought out, no one's going to be dragged to the table. It's those of a willing heart, those that want to be there. Jesus says, come, follow me. So, brethren, we want to make sure, you know, in the first Advent, there was a mirror, so to speak, held up to the Pharisees and the ones who were first bidden, in which they can see what happened was they were regarding something more important than this invitation to this great banquet. We don't want to be in that class of having something more important where we miss the banquet, because we have this, we've been invited to this feast, this sub-feast, I would say, this weekend in Red Deer. But the great feast is this gospel age high calling that we have to justification, to a begettal of the Spirit, to an understanding of God and his plans and purposes, of our connection with one another. This is part of this great feast before the great wedding banquet of the bride. And so let's make sure post-convention that we keep this zeal and this energy going, that we don't drop down and say to the master figuratively, I cannot come to everything that you've given me. So that was quite a good takeaway for me in that study, and I think for all of us. Let's remember that the master was angry. He's given us so much, and we want to take advantage of that, and we want to come willingly. And I know we do. But let's keep our energies up and do what we can as we are invited to this great banquet. In Brother Obi's service, he referred to the scripture in Romans 1:17 that we go from faith to faith. And also in 2 Corinthians 3:18, we are changed into the same image from glory to glory, even by the Spirit of the Lord. So I'd like to think that the influences of this Red Deer Convention have helped us go from faith to faith. I know that for the brethren serving, the convention begins a long time before we get here. And it's just we're thankful for the word of God, which strengthens us. And hopefully what has been imparted, at least in part, has helped us to go from faith to faith, from glory to glory, as we try to and are being changed into the image of our Lord. And it's step by step. It's not by huge leaps and bounds, but it's by step. And let's take our notes, take our thoughts, take our fellowship, take the energy from this weekend, and thank the Lord that, you know, if we have that one more quick step of zeal in his service, and it motivates us to help our brethren and to change something in our character. Something has been pointed out in our characters. Maybe we're not as merciful as we should. Maybe we have Jonah's evil within us. And as Brother Ben gave us the scenario at the end, you know, what would we do? Those are some probing questions, as long as the other test you gave us today, Brother Ben. So, but they're serious, because the scriptures tell us, examine ourselves, test ourselves, and we want to do that. We've been given a challenge. We've been given something always to work on as we go forward. So we it doesn't end here. There's more to follow, as the scripture, as the scriptures and hymn 80 tells us. There's always more to follow. So I think that's about all I have to say. I'm not going to go through a summary of the brethren's thoughts. I do appreciate the strengthening I have received from everyone here this weekend. It's been fantastic. So we thank the Lord for everything. Thank the local brethren once more for all your hard work and efforts on our behalf. It has been such a wonderful time. So may the Lord truly add his blessing to all of the efforts this weekend. So thank you, brother.